Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Someone's already calling. Hello?
Hey, oh my God, I did not expect to get through.
Oh my gosh, first call of the pod. Welcome. Now, I'm doing a very special episode, but right now you're part of the warm-up. I'm having some coffee. You're the first call. Let's start revving our engines.
What kind of coffee are you having?
Well, my producer at the moment, Laura, made it. I did full makeup and hair. I've been scared straight ever since my Roisin Connerty episode.
See, I saw the videos of that and thought you looked gorgeous, and I'm not just sucking up.
Do you think a purple eyebrow is editorial? Because, you know, I have an obsession with editorial makeup. First of all, I do not accept that you actually think that. I do think you're sucking up, because I look like a I look like a bald eagle. And I don't even mean like the bald eagle animal that you know that exists. I mean like a fictional animal that's like a bald old man with an eagle's beak. And I watched those videos. I was scared straight. I was like, yes, Mr. Patriarchy, I will do full makeup forevermore.
I'm sure the makeup looks great too, but I swear to you, I'm not just sucking up. I was like, oh my God, Chelsea is beautiful.
No, you're crazy. You're actually mentally ill. Oh, I can't say that probably anymore. People don't like that.
No, I mean, it's also true.
Is mental illness gone? We can't say mentally ill anymore, right? What do you say? On the spectrum?
The more sensitive way to say it is a person with mental illness or someone who experiences mental health problems. This utilizes person first language. This is from a quick Google search.
Oh God, this isn't.
I think that might be worse.
Yeah, I'm digging an absolute grave. I'm tunneling down like the foxes in Fantastic Man Staring Fox. Just rewatched. Anyway, the lights have never been brighter in here. My face has never been more beat. Actually, wait till you see these clips from the episode that's about to come out with Blake Anderson. Full face. And guess what? I look incredible. It's like, it actually, makeup is actually fucking amazing. Like, it really does make you look incredible. You know, when we were making my movie, first time female director out on Roku now, Benito Skinner would always steal my Tatcha illuminating face mist. He'd like literally come where I was getting my makeup done and put his face in my airspace, and my makeup artist would mist him. And I'm like, can you fucking get out of here?
It's like secondhand smoke.
Yeah. He was just like, of course, used to, you know, he's used to being in Dubai doing designer events. That seems like what he does every weekend. So for him to be on an indie movie, like begging for Tatcha, what a disgrace. Anyway, when we wrapped, he gave me like this little, what is it? It's like a fleece, a zip up fleece that I wanted. He gave it to me with Tatcha in each pocket.
That's very sweet. Aww.
This whole story was made up. None of it happened.
Great. Great.
Anyway, what about you?
Well, I am pretending to work right now.
That's what seems to be a theme when people call in. Well, listen,
I'm on the East Coast, so.
Yeah. Listen, work sucks. When people call from work, I'm like, of course. But it's like, you know, when AI takes over and there's really no jobs except manual labor, we'll be thinking of these as the gravy days.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like every job will just be a robot and you'll be like, okay, I can either work digging ditches or I am done, I guess. I don't know how it's all going to pan out. Anyway.
I wanted to say, I was watching... You're not going to believe me. I was watching the Home Shopping Network and saw you on Curtis Stone's show.
Oh, now how? What did you think?
I thought it was fantastic.
I loved that show. Curtis Stone, what a charming man. Also, the most in-depth interview I've ever done. Like, his team, his producing team is stellar. Also, he sent me a pie. The salted caramel apple. I can't remember now if it was for my birthday or the movie, but I'm like, what a class act across the board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He seems great. That pie looked good too. I mean, I know there was some conversation about the crumb top and what you might prefer otherwise, but it still looked delicious.
Of course it looked delicious. No, listen.
Okay, fair.
I give it up for that salted caramel apple that he makes. I think it is absolutely divine. The tart cherry.
I'm trying to order some.
I'm chasing the, what do you call it? Chasing a dragon? I don't know, but I cannot locate the tart cherry pie of a couple places that used to have it in my life that I loved. One being Bright Spot. I'm pretty sure they had it. And the other was this cafe in Brooklyn, which I can't even remember the name of when I lived in Park Slope. All I remember is like, it was random that they had pie. It wasn't a pie shop. I don't even think the place exists anymore, but they had incredible tart cherry pie, and getting that tart sweet combo with black coffee or with that bitterness of the coffee is so good. And that is what I hunt for. Now he put almond in. I go, whoa, 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 whoa. What are we doing, Kurt? Calling him Kurt. Kurt. What are we doing? Mr. Stone, okay?
I wonder if anyone does call him Kurt. It doesn't feel right for some reason.
Yeah, it feels very transgressive, right? Like, Kurt, stop it with the almond extract. You're enough. You're enough. And also, he also put two kinds of cherries. I'm like, just do the tart ones. I want full tart. Yeah. But I was trying, you know, I was trying to be relatively meek and mild. And just go with the flow.
Well, I thought it was nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a good interplay. I could tell you had opinions, but I didn't think you were being ungenerous.
Yeah. I was trying to be, well, listen, I wasn't even trying to be, I was appreciative. I mean, it is crazy when you have Curtis Stone trying to make you a pie. You got to appreciate.
A personal pie.
Yeah. You got to appreciate that is, that's a quite a day in H-Town. That's what I call Hollywood, but it's actually what people call Houston. So anyhow, today I'm going to do a very special episode. And this call here is a complete departure from where we're headed. So
yeah, where are you headed?
We're going to do a visualization.
Ooh.
Yeah, we're going to do...
Yeah. I'm glad that I didn't call a second later because I have that thing called aphantasia where you simply cannot visualize.
No, you do not. No, you don't.
Yeah.
What is going on in this world? What is going on? This is wild. I need to get, who's a doctor that I can get back? Can I talk to Dr. Langer? Can I get Dr. Langer back to discuss this? I mean, ask him. He probably hates me. Like the podcast. Listen, he was on the early episodes where I was like, I'm going to interview people every week. And then it was like, Zoom, it's hard. And then I'm like, I don't want to like be my normal, you know, I want to say sassy, but I hate the word sassy. I can't be my normal self because I've asked someone to come on my show and it's like, I don't want to humiliate them, but I feel like I can't be jokey because they're serious. So I don't know. But anyway.
Yeah. I'm sure it's hard to get the vibe right.
Yeah, exactly. But I do love Dr. Langer.
Yeah.
And I would love him to weigh in on this because the fact that so many people have this is astounding to me. Like, you know, I really think that I'm a visual learner and I can't understand how do you, like when I read something, if a part of it stands out in my mind, I remember the part of the page that I read it on.
Mm.
Like I'll literally be like, it was on the upper left page of the book if I'm looking for a quote or something.
I feel like sometimes that might be the case for me.
Then you don't have it.
It's more like I have to, no, it's more like I have to look at the page. And then I'll be like, oh yeah, it's on, like it's, I've read this part. It's on the, like I have to situate myself first, you know.
But like, when, okay, here's a question: can you, when you think of your parents or whoever raised you, can't presume it was a mom and dad? Could have been anyone. Could have been your grandma. So you could have been a ward of the state. These days, you cannot make any assumptions about anything.
Sure.
Okay.
In this case, there was a mom and a dad.
Okay. Can you imagine their faces right now?
No, I really can't.
That's insane. That would break my heart as a mom. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's more like I remember like specific traits, like, you know, they always say imagine an apple, and that's like the classic example, and I can think of like traits that like I can think of a color and know that something is that color, but I'm not seeing it, if that makes sense. It's all like in words in my head.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. I mean, it's just super weird. And the whole apple thing is so weird. Like, I mean, I guess it's weird because if I'm imagining an apple, it's like, yeah, it's not like a photo, but I can, you know, essentially see an apple in my mind's eye. Anyway, whatever. We've already covered this.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
This disease, what is it? It's not a disease. It's like a condition or something. It's at this point, it's pedestrian on this podcast.
Yeah, well, it seems fake how many people say they have it.
Yeah, every other caller can't envision anything.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
Like, when you create a vision board, is it like literally so you can see you?
Kind of.
All right, I'm going to start my guided meditation visualization. For half the callers, you're not going to know what the hell is going on because you can't visualize anything. All right, bye. All right. You're in the forest, and there's a warm breeze blowing through your hair as the birdsong fills your ears with joy and peacefulness. Frogs and insects fill a nearby creek bed.
Wow.
You're making a fire to make the morning's coffee.
Oh.
Breathing in the fresh mountain air.
Oh, yeah.
Last night was a little crazy. Wolves surrounded the campsite, filling your heart with a wretched fear. Your little pup was no match for those wolves.
Oh.
He got agitated in the tent. But this morning, all is peaceful. You're making your little fire by the side of a creek, getting ready to fry up some eggs and drink some hot black coffee.
Mm. Wow. What a beautiful morning.
Totally.
I'm feeling good. Coffee cranking.
Getting ready to have that coffee and just take in the sunshine and be one with the earth and remember that you are the earth and the earth is you. You're not a separate thing.
Oh my God, I've been reading a lot of Alan Watts, you're right.
Who's Alan Watts now?
Alan Watts, he was like a philosopher and astro whatever, you know, Alan Watts.
Usually astrophysicists, right?
I think, but I'm not that smart.
Unless it's like astro turf supplier.
Maybe. Also, I just finished The Doors of Perception by Huxley. That's a little druggy though, but it's the same kind of thing.
Are these, you seem to love men.
Men? I'm a lesbian.
Why don't you read a couple ladies' books once in a while?
That's a good idea. Do you have suggestions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about Haruki Murakami?
That's a woman?
No.
Okay.
That's just what came to mind.
A woman's spirit? I don't know.
The only other thing I was thinking about was bell hooks, but then I was like, that's really not fiction. And, you know, it's sometimes a tough read.
I've read a couple bell hooks books. Bone Black.
I'm sure you have.
I'm a librarian, though. I'm feeling really good about knowing these things.
Oh, so you know the good books.
Well, no. That doesn't mean you're well read. I have a film degree.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la. I know you did a meditation, but I feel really amped up. Are you?
Yeah, pretty. Yeah. Oh, the kettle's boiling.
More coffee.
The coffee's gonna be ready soon.
Coffee.
It's a pour over. Let me take it off.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What's a good person? Whoa. What makes a good
just
person?
Move it. Sorry. Just moving around some pots and pans on the fire. Give me a sec. What makes a good person? What makes a good librarian or what makes a good person? Those are two different kind of things.
No, I got fired. I'm not a good librarian. But what makes a good person?
What'd you get fired for? Talking loud?
No.
Not putting books back?
No, I'm good at that. I'm young. I can bend. A lot of them can't, I will say.
So what were you fired for?
Nothing. Anyway, what makes a good person?
This is very... I think you're burying the lead.
No.
I want to know why you got fired. I feel like there must have been a reason. Was it budget cuts?
No.
Oh, look.
No, it wasn't. Everybody was mad.
Why?
Okay, honestly... fuck them. I was sick, and they didn't believe me, and they were mean.
Wow.
Anyway.
Glad I dug into that one.
So what makes a
really
good person?
Paid off. What makes a good person? Well, probably... Well, I think one thing is someone who wants to be a good person.
That's good. I like that. Mm-hmm. Do they think about it a lot or no?
I mean, I think if you're striving to be a good person, it's a daily practice, no?
That kind of makes sense. What if you're obsessed with it, though? That might just be, like, disordered.
Do you mean good person, like, appearances? Or do you mean good person... acts?
I guess that's the question in general of like, are you good because you act good to others or do you seem good?
Well, I think it's the whole question of lots of people in show business whose reputation is that they're so nice, but then you find out they're complete assholes. You know, if your whole obsession is for everyone to say how nice you are, you might not be that nice.
What if you're looking for reassurance, though?
You might be kind of kicking dirt over a pile of shit. Like a mongrel. Yeah. If you're genuinely nice, there might be texture. My thing is, there's texture to humanity. No one is one thing. Goodbye.
Oh, I like...
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Is it Chelsea?
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm over at my cousin's farm. I'm taking care of her hens.
Yeah. Nice. That's a hen?
What'd you say?
Hen?
Yes.
Sounds like a monkey.
Well, you've clearly never lived on a farm.
you got me there.
Gotcha. Oh, shit. Here comes trouble.
Right.
This cow's giving birth.
Cool. We see a lot of that in Minnesota.
Get out of here. Get out of here. Where's that baby goat? There he is.
Aww.
Hey, little cutie. Hey, little cutie. I know.
Talk about
I
my baby
know.
Show.
Caller, have you ever worked on a farm?
I have not worked on a farm, no. I'm a city boy. Yeah, the Chelsea show, though. Yeah, not my jam. Uh-oh. Guard the goats. Guard the cows.
Oh, shit. Let me walk over to this other. Can I see any wolves from over here? I don't see them. I think the livestock are safe for now. Oh!
How's your day going?
It's going really good.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm shocked that I'm talking with you. I thought I got an answering machine earlier and it tricked me.
Sorry.
That's right. Why's your day going so well?
Well, I just love tending to livestock. It gives me a whole new sense of reality.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Connecting with nature. Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I just got back from taking the dogs for my walk. That's my connection to nature.
That's awesome. Oh! There's a meeting in the ladies' room. Be back real soon. Hey, I'm out in the country tending to my cousin's hen house.
Those don't sound like hens. Or maybe they do.
Have you ever taken care of hens?
No, but my mother-in-law and father-in-law have some hens.
All right. Hold on. Let me get out of here.
Are you in the hen house? What's up?
I'm walking out. Oh, boy. It's a nice morning out in the country.
Oh, yeah.
It feels great to get away from it all, you know?
Yes, I do. Yep, I'm isolated at home right now.
Why?
Just because I feel like it. Don't really feel like being social, I guess. Yeah, but I do have a food quiz for you, I guess.
Okay.
What do you think about chicharrón?
It's a good question. Now, I think overall, I'm not that into them because, like, I'm not into Wagyu that much. Like, it's just very fatty.
Yeah.
And chicharrón is literally fat, right? I mean, I would eat it, but it's just not going to be my favorite thing out there. Now, I have a question for you. Is there ways of eating chicharrón that is not just plain? Is there other things people are doing? I feel like on Instagram, I saw someone, like, treating it like a taco shell almost and putting, like, guacamole in it and stuff.
Yeah, I haven't tried that before. That does sound really good. But I do put, like, this like sauce called chamoy on it. It's like sweet, has red 40, you know, all that good stuff.
Sounds good. I mean, listen, I'll eat it. You know, my B12 is a little low, so I'm like, okay. B12 is in oysters and clams are really high in B12. I just think it is fascinating how this is going to be so stupid, but how foods do have different nutrients in them. It's like everything is how it's meant to be. We're supposed to be eating these foods to get the things that we need for our body. How crazy is that?
Right.
Perfectly designed system. Anyhow, I had some liver pate, I guess, last night. Do you like that?
I don't think I've ever had liver.
Wow. Well, I think I first tried it in Tuscany. And my friends were eating it. And I thought, again, this is kind of like my first time eating oysters. I thought it looked disgusting. But I was like, they're relishing it. So let me see if I could try it. Mm-mm. And then it was so good. It's like creamy. I think bad liver would be like very metallic tasting. And
yeah, good, I feel like liver. That's how it would taste like. But
yeah, but when it's good, it's just like this creamy thing. And then a lot of times it's on toast, and then you put something tangy like pickled onion or something sweet like a jam with it. And it's so good.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Can't eat it all the time because, you know, I think it's not ideal for cholesterol. However, I do think it also has a lot of nutrients.
Yeah, I feel like it would have a lot, but yeah, I don't really know much about liver.
Fava beans reference. Okay. What is in liver? The main nutrient. Oh my God, B12 and iron.
Oh.
Two things that I'm low on. So I've started putting a little molasses in my coffee every day to kind of up my iron a little bit. And I do love liver. Interesting, right?
That is interesting. It's like your body just naturally craves that B12.
Maybe so.
Maybe.
Anyway, I'm kind of hungry. Speaking of food tests. Anyway, listen, I'm going to go ahead and release you from your contract.
Okay.
All right. So, hello.
Hello, Chelsea.
How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Are you talking about relaxing things? I saw your...
Yeah, do you want to go on a guided visualization?
Oh, I would love to.
Okay, let's go to the jungle.
Ooh.
You're walking through a lush jungle. The animals chatter as if greeting you. They mean you no harm. You feel your feet in the wet, fertile earth as you walk through the jungle. All of a sudden, you come upon the biggest tree you've ever seen in your life. You're standing at the roots, rooted in harmony with the earth. You look up and you see the tree is teeming with life as it has been for hundreds of years. You realize that you yourself and your individual life is just part of a continuum of the entire earth in all time and the entire universe. You're just one small piece of the puzzle.
That is profound. Thank you. Which rainforest are we in? Where are we at?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello.
How do you feel about Cobb salad?
Silence is the purest truth.
I don't really like a salad that is basically sandwich ingredients. Like, I think people need to get more honest with themselves about, hey, I hate salad. You know, it's like, if you're ordering a Cobb salad, you're basically like, I'm not a salad guy. You know, what I really want right now is a sandwich. And same with that Chinese chicken salad people get, like, they're like, oh, you gotta try this Chinese chicken salad. It's like eating handfuls of sugar with fried, like, batter and and chicken. And there's ice, like, three pieces of iceberg lettuce in it. And it's like, honey, this is not a salad.
Yeah, you're basically just eating the dressing and the little bits at the end.
Yeah, it's like you're putting dressing on meat and cheese and calling it a day. Which, you know, is fine. You know what I used to like in that vague genre? There used to be a salad at Fred 62 that they don't do anymore. So they've changed their menu like 85 times since I lived in Los Angeles. But they used to do sort of a Waldorf type salad with like chicken, walnut, and grapes. And it was delicious. Mm-hmm. And it maybe it had blue cheese. And that combo.
That sounds like a salad I used to eat all the time at this restaurant I worked at. And it had like arugula.
Mm.
And I think it was blue cheese too and grapes.
And then
sauteed red onion.
Here's my secret. I don't know how I feel about arugula, you know? I think that it was something that my mom loved. And in some way, I think of it as 90s. I feel like it came about as a new green in the 90s and everyone started doing it. But I have to say, I'm not crazy about the chewing experience of arugula. It's very roughagey tasting and its flavor varies so greatly depending, I think, when it's harvested or something, from really peppery to not as peppery. And I don't know. It's funny though, because a lot of people in my family hate kale and I love kale.
I was just going to say kale. My friend once described it as the steak of greens.
I love that. Love that.
Yeah, that it's like the chewiness, or like you just really have to chew at it to.
Yeah,
be
but
able
you
to
know,
swallow it.
there's two things you can do for that. One is massage it, as we all know that can kind of soften the kale down, or also steam it and then put a vinaigrette on it. I love kale. I love kale chips. I love steamed kale. And I love, there's a restaurant in LA that does a kale salad that's extremely garlicky with an extremely kind of lemon zesty flavor that is incredible. And I've tried to duplicate it, which I can't quite duplicate it. I've really tried. I don't know what they're doing that I'm missing, but I can't get the citrus to come through as hard as they are. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I wish I had a list of foods to do the test or whatever, but
that would have been smart.
I don't know. I'm on the spot. I can't think it up. Delete this podcast in its entirety. Delete this.
this podcast in its entirety. And listen to silence. Listen to silence. And listen to nothing.
This is actually an incredible song that Kojak made. I love it. I mean, it's like...
I couldn't hear a lot of the lyrics.
I hate that. Hate that about my podcast. But I do love this song. It's like, I feel this way about every... I feel this way about every podcast clip that I see online. In fact...
Delete this podcast in its entirety.
Yeah, every podcast clip listen
to silence. Listen to silence. Listen to nothing.
So I had a weird comments section on my last post of clips in which someone was like mad because I was saying I don't like it when people post themselves exercising, and they're like, well, you're posting yourself podcasting. I'm like, honey, I'm not defending this. I fucking hate podcasts. I hate the clips. I hate the hot takes. Like, me saying that I don't like exercise videos has got you hot under the collar. It's like, honestly, who cares what I say? I'm not the mayor of social media. Please feel free to post yourself working out, you fucking... Anyway, she unfollowed me because I wrote back, wow, mind exploding emoji. Like, fucking break it down, sis. Like, I just fucking hate when people get so upset about what someone stupid online says. It's also, it's like, if you are following me on Instagram, you know I'm going to say dumb shit and have stupid opinions. Who cares? You don't have to abide by them. You can continue to post your stupid fucking vain exercise videos and pat yourself on the back heartily. And I'll do that for my comedy.
Exactly.
Seriously.
This actually relates to something that happened a few years ago. I think it was like peak 2020, and you went on Instagram Live and you were like, how's everybody doing? You know, and I just typed not good in the comments, and you went off on
really
not good. What? It was amazing. It really like... it kind of made my day.
Really? What was I saying? Honestly, 2020, not my best year.
Same here, obviously. Yeah. But like, I think it was even maybe like 21 or 22 at that point.
That whole span was still recovering from it. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So are you talking about mindfulness today?
Delete this podcast in its entirety.
I love the soulful clapping in this.
Yeah.
Delete this podcast in its entirety. And listen to silence. Listen to silence. And listen to nothing.
I want you to do a, like, you know that podcast song Exploder?
No.
Oh, well, it's like a podcast that kind of breaks down different songs. I was just listening to the one that they did on Lowrider by War. But anyway, I want you to do that with Cool Kojak.
Oh, okay. Thanks. I'll do it.
Yeah. Cool.
Kojak is a Rolling Stone. I thought he was in Bali. Then my friend's like, I think he's in LA. I'm like, where is this man? Oh, delete this podcast. Let's see what else we got.
What you been snacking on?
I like that this song is like, it's like when my mom asks me a question, but then just keeps talking. It's like this song itself asks a question, but never gives you a spot for an answer.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What have you been snacking on?
So I'm trying to lose weight, but I also have a sweet tooth. So I've kind of started indulging in nice cream. Have you ever made that?
No, but you know, I was doing that stupid app for a while where you can like get red foods and green foods and yellow foods, and then I couldn't figure out my password, and so I just had to give up on diet culture. But one of my discoveries in that was Yasso bars, 100 calories, made with Greek yogurt, mint chip flavor is great, and the salted caramel. That said, as a fellow sweet tooth person, and I truly have trouble trusting people who don't have a sweet tooth, but I do have close friends who prefer salty to sweet. But anyway, I do think that dark chocolate and nuts is a good sweet tooth thing. And berries.
Berries, dates. I don't know. Are you into dates at all?
Yeah, dates are good. Really, yeah. Especially the really good ones that are really soft, really, really soft, like almost like pudding. And I do really like sliced banana with Greek yogurt, and I really like apple, like putting fruits with Greek yogurt is very good.
Yeah, I feel like kind of just replacing like processed sugar stuff with fruit has been working out pretty well. But also, I totally, you saying that you also have a sweet tooth just reminded me. I kind of got so excited the last couple of weeks you've been bringing up 420 Blackbirds. I used to work there.
Whoa. Give me give me all the deets. First of all, that name is so hard to remember.
I know.
420 Blackbirds?
Yes.
That is so hard.
So I was on the pastry team, so I didn't really like get to do that much with the pie. Like the pie people would be coming in by the time we were like leaving. But you know, once Thanksgiving hit, it was definitely like thousands of eggs. Yeah, it's a cool place. I don't know.
But what was your, so you're making pastries. What pastries do they sell there?
We would do like a buckwheat flour cake, scone, like different kinds of scones.
I like buckwheat.
Yeah.
I like buckwheat flour. It's nutty.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, very nutty, very like fluffy, beautiful. And then
wait, so is it so hard being a pâtisserie? What do you call it? Pâtisserie?
I don't know. I would just always tell people that I was on the pastry team because I didn't go to school or anything, so I feel like I can't claim.
Okay. You know. But to have that skill set and then be trying to diet must be torture.
Well, because I did it for so many years, like now whenever I make a pie, I'm like, how the fuck did I used to make like, you know, hundreds a day?
And well, you get in a rhythm. And,
yeah. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't really miss that life at all. Like,
what do you do now?
A couple. Now I'm a caregiver, actually.
Same genre, really. Giving pie is giving care.
I guess so.
Wow. Well, this is interesting. And is it interesting? I don't know.
If it's interesting to you, at least. No. Is this right?
So I'm exploring Kojak's sound cues here.
Pizza, pizza, pizza.
All right. Well, I don't know.
That was giving kind of neutral milk hotel.
Oh. I'm hungry. I think this is part of the problem. Did I eat breakfast? Kind of. Now, have you ever had this? It's like a Chinese bakery that I went to, and they have these like sponge cake things with the little slivered almonds on top, and they're made in the little paper. And they're super puffy, almost like angel food cake.
Yes. Yeah, I freaking love those things. They have them at like whenever I go visit my dad, we usually hit up a Chinese buffet, and then I just like end up having like three of those.
So good.
Yeah.
So I had that in coffee, but let me tell you, I'm starving. I don't know why. Maybe I had a really big workout yesterday.
You gotta get some protein. That's what I've been like hearing, that you have to eat a lot of protein.
I know. Here's my secret. Yeah. I don't like protein that much. Like, I don't like sitting around eating meat.
Yeah.
You know, what else has protein? Nuts, tofu, beans. All those things are like the least sexy things on the eating agenda for me.
Pretty much. Yeah. I looked it up and like took a screenshot and like have a picture saved of all the things that have high protein, just because I'm like, okay, I guess I gotta throw some nuts on there or something.
Yeah. I do like, I have been having as a snack an apple and a handful of walnuts. Doesn't sound good, but if you've ever had Horoset, it's kind of in that family, and it's kind of a good snack. They go together well, the fattiness of the walnut and the tartness of the apple. It's kind of like a quick DIY version. So that I would recommend. Good. And also, walnuts are weirdly good for cholesterol, which is counterintuitive because they taste very fatty. All right, bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hey, Chelsea.
Hi there.
Hey, what's going on?
Broken and alone.
How are you?
All right.
All right.
I'm great. I have, is there a topic today?
I mean, there was trying to be like a guided visualization, but then half my callers can't see things in their head at all because they have this condition called like, I don't know what it's called. I keep forgetting. It sounds like aphasia or phantasia. So, you know, I don't know. And then also like it was just ill-conceived. So have I abandoned it midway? Yeah. Do I have therapy in 5 minutes? Yeah, huh? Am I still here?
I have a fight. Well, it could be classified as an animal attack, but it's technically a spider bite.
Will I be late to therapy? Yeah. Okay.
I could do it under. Okay.
Okay, let's hear your spider bite. Go.
Okay, so I live in a place where we have brown recluse spiders.
Yeah.
And they're very small. They hide in little nooks and crannies. And so my girlfriend was in our shed cleaning it out. And we did not know that there was like a brown recluse colony living in our shed. And she's wearing jeans, and one of them crawls up her pant leg and bites her like in the back of the thigh.
No.
Yeah. And at first she just thought that she just like got bitten by a bug. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I guess she did, but she was just like, whatever, it's no big deal. Like, we get lots of bug bites. I live in the South. So she went to bed, and overnight she like broke out in sweats and like had full body chills and like a fever and like very high blood pressure.
Oh,
and
my God.
And she was bitten by a brown recluse. We like found them later in the shed. And over the course of like 3 months, it ate like her, the flesh of her leg to where it's like the size of a quarter. Just like pretty much rotting flesh. I don't really know what to call it. She's a nurse. She would be upset with that like verbiage.
I think she might call it necrotic flesh.
That's exactly what it was. Like, ugh. Exactly. Where it was like a little pit crater.
Listen, shout out to the medical community.
Necrotic.
Yeah.
But yeah, it took 3 months for it to like not be an open wound anymore. And she like doctored it every single day and took really good care of it. But it was like starting to tunnel, which
kind of like
underneath your skin,
kind of like Fantastic Mr. Fox, like the foxes.
Exactly.
Yes.
The apple orchard. So she like still has a divot in her leg where the spider bite was. Like,
sure, it, like, sure, sure. A divot. Sure. Yeah. Great.
Full divot.
Sure. Great. Sure. Great.
So, you know, spiders, you know, that's paranoia for sure.
Thank you. Yep. No, thank you.
Okay, my question is this. Hey, brown recluse spiders, you want to be a bit more reclusive? This one sounded like a bit of an ENTP, a little bit of a partier, someone who's, you know, it's like, please live up to your name. Be a recluse. Go and fucking put newspapers on your windows. Please go.
Yeah. I think like our only theory, she was wearing pants and like shoes. It wasn't, I feel like she was being as prepared as she could, but wasn't expecting
it. You got to rubber band your cuffs.
Right. Like you need some like real protection. But we think it like climbed up her pant leg until the jeans like got tight. And then it, because usually, like, if you put your foot in your shoe and there's one, it'll, like, bite you on the toe when it feels like it's trapped.
Listen, I don't want to tell you, but don't think every time I put my shoes on, I'm not blowing into them and stepping on the toes. Because, I am. And when I was in Costa Rica, I'm going to step on those toes from the top, going to look inside the heel and see if anything is emerging. I'm going to blow into a shoe. And guess what? If something blows back, I'm running out of the house.
Yeah, out of there. Yeah, I saw a spider web in one of my shoes yesterday, and I made a mental note to just like sit outside.
Have you ever considered moving?
No,
but what about, why don't you get someone to spray for the spiders in your shed?
Well, our shed is decrepit. It is, it's like ancient and it leaks, so I think we're just gonna tear it down.
Honestly. Are you familiar with Wile E. Coyote? Why don't you just blast that whole shed to smithereens with
it could use it. It's more dynamite. It's infested. But yeah, I think best practice, check your shoes, don't get bitten. These spiders are so tiny, but I try not to leave a paranoid life.
They're tiny. How tiny?
I mean, they're like, I would say they're like a small to medium spider, but they're brown and they're like, they're not incredibly easy to see.
Mm.
Like they're very flat. They lay very flat in things.
You know what you should do? Go into that shed and just spray paint it white, every single thing in there. So at least you can see them. Just spray paint it neon green inside. So every spider. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like light paint. But they have like a fiddle on their back. That's how you're supposed to identify them. But I'm not like trying to get close enough to one to be like.
That's like a fiddle approximation.
Right. Yeah.
Wow. So yeah, I mean, the thing is, of course, I've read about brown recluses before. Mm-hmm. And the comfort mm-hmm. with them is that they just aren't fatal. Like black widows can be fatal, right?
I think so. I've heard a story of like a friend of a friend who got bitten on the head, like on the scalp. Which like I don't really want to think about, but apparently like one dropped onto her head and bit her scalp and it like affected her brain. She may have died. So I mean,
she may have lucky.
Yeah, it's like a friend of a friend. I feel like I heard this story like third hand. Maybe, so who knows? But I feel like if you get bitten in a certain spot, like the way that my girlfriend's spider bite like really went to town and started like getting deep, if there was something major under there, it would have been bad. But luckily it was like a muscly, fleshy part of your body. So it just was like, just hurt for 3 months.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I guess we'll end on that. I guess we'll end on that since I have therapy now.
Yeah. Yeah, good.
What a sesh. What a sesh. Thank you. Great ep, quote unquote. Great, quote unquote, ep, quote unquote. Bye.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Do you love fashion? Do you love getting compliments on how well you're dressed? Are you always seeking the latest trends? Then we're talking to you. BostonProper.com is your fashion destination and the only place to go for all those nods, head turns, and new styles. No matter the day, season, or occasion, Boston Proper has what you're looking for. Sophisticated, confident clothing designed to flatter and get noticed. So visit BostonProper.com now and start creating your perfect wardrobe. Boston Proper. Wear it like no one else.